This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Now, today is March the 3rd, and on this day in 1986, Metallica released their third studio album, Master of Puppets, which, of course, features the anthemic title track, which has become a hit again thanks to TV show Stranger Things. Now, this record was the last to feature bass player Cliff Burton and has since gone six-time platinums for sales in the US. On this day in 1995, REM drummer Bill Berry underwent successful brain surgery. This was following a concert in Switzerland where Berry collapsed during the show. Thankfully, it all went well, but he decided to leave the group to concentrate on his health not long after. On this day in 1973, Elton John's album, Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player, went to number one in America and it topped the charts there for 2 weeks. It also hit number one in Canada and became his first album to hit number one here in the UK. This record contained his hit singles Daniel and Crocodile Rock. On this day in 1978, Van Halen began their first ever world tour. They were the support act for Journey. The first night was at the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago and came just 3 weeks after they released their debut album. And it marked a step up from playing clubs, which they'd been doing for years previously. And from firsts to lasts, on this day in 1965, Eric Clapton played his last ever show with the Yardbirds. He wasn't happy with the direction the group was going in, and he left to join John Mayall's Bluesbreakers. He was replaced in the Yardbirds by Jeff Beck, of course. And on this day, it's said that Buffalo Springfield was formed. Neil Young, Stephen Stills and Richie Furay officially started the group that would later enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on this day in 1966. But for today's main show, we focus on someone we lost on this day in 2012. Yes, on this day 11 years ago, guitar great Ronnie Montrose killed himself with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Ronnie was a top guitar player and led the bands Gamma and Montrose to fame, as well as briefly playing with Boz Scaggs and the Edgar Winter Group. He started the band Montrose, which featured Sammy Hagar on lead vocals for the first two albums, Montrose and Paper Money, with that first release being cited as America's answer to Led Zeppelin. Now, on episode 71, I interviewed another top guitarist, Pat Travers, who was good friends with Ronnie Montrose, and indeed wrote a song, a tribute to his friend, on his most recent album. Now, I'm going to play a clip from that interview where Pat talks about his friendship with Ronnie. Another great track on there is Ronnie, which was a tribute written for your good friend, Ronnie Montrose, obviously. Now, talk to me about your friendship with him. Talk to me about where did you meet him, that kind of thing.
Of course, the Montrose album came out, I guess, in the early 70s. And it was kind of like the Bay Area's answer to Led Zeppelin, in a way, you know. So that was cool. But I saw Ronnie for the first time. He was playing guitar for Edgar Winter. And this was in Ottawa. I was about 17. And he just was so badass. He just had this confident, aggressive stance, and his eyes were just, you know, intense. And when it was solo time, he just charged forward, and got right in. So that really inspired me, and I kept a lot of that throughout my life, and even still today, you know. We did a show, not with Montrose, but with Gamma. That was it, Gamma. You had Steve Smith on drums, but they had to go on before us on that show. And apparently Ronnie was like, well, who the F is this guy? I never heard of this bum. So there was a little tension, but it was okay. And then some years later, he was playing here in Orlando, where I live. And so I went out in the afternoon to see if I could meet him at soundcheck. And he was sitting in the back of a U-Haul truck with a beer. And I went, "Hey, Ronnie, I'm Pat Travers." And he went, "Hey, man." And it was just immediate friendship. And, you know, we had the same sense of humor. And so I'd see him from time to time. We'd be on the same bill. And occasionally I'd get up and do Bad Motor Scooter with him, you know, and that was always fun. But we talked on the phone a lot, and, you know, he was a good friend. Ronnie had a lot of great friends. He just didn't have a friend around when he really needed one, you know.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.